I am Grace Plotz, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. Welcome to the podcast. Helen Keller said that the only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. You need a vision, because if you don't have a vision for your life, one of two things is going to happen. One, you're going to go down a path that you don't necessarily want to go down. Or two, every day is going to look the same. Every moment is going to be spent the same way. Every week, day in, day out, and every year is going to be looking the same. But I don't know about you, but I'd like to be stronger every year, that with every passing day, I am working towards a vision. Every week, I am working towards something important. And with every passing year, feels like a lifetime, because I'll be a different person. Do you want that kind of thing? That with every passing year, you feel like a different person? Isn't that a crazy goal? But how would you like to have that kind of growth in your life? Because a vision is how to get that kind of lifestyle. It contributes to that kind of lifestyle. But when you have a vision for your life, you're going to walk down a path that you actually want to go down, and that you'll find the path that you were actually created to walk. You need to keep a vision before your mind, before you, as you're going throughout the day. You have to remind yourself about your vision, because your vision is going to filter all of your decisions and all of your choices throughout every day, every moment. It is going to fuel you. It's going to give you passion. It's going to give you purpose when it's drawn from the right place. Hi, Amber. When your vision is big enough, and when it matters enough to you, it is going to outweigh certain things in your life that add no happiness, that add no purpose, and that add no value to your life. But let me tell you something. You have dreams to live, even if you don't know what they are right now. And that yet, I don't know if you can believe this right now, but you have lives to change, whether it's one person or 1 million people. And you have an assignment to complete no matter where you are in life right now. You were created for, you have an assignment on your life of awesome things to accomplish. And today you are going to walk out of pretty much like a hamster wheel. You just keep running and running and running. Every day you're working really hard, but nothing seems to be working. You're going to get out of that. You're going to find a vision for your life today to get on the path that you want to go on. Does that sound awesome? Okay. Well, I'm Grace Plata, and I'm here to equip, empower, and encourage you to help you live your best life. And honestly, having a best life starts with having the best vision. Okay, so let's get right into it. So that no matter where you are in life right now, just a little bit, when you're envisioning your future, it has to be meaningful to you. This is about your future. This is about your life. We have a dash of time, a literal dash. By the time we were born, the time we die, we have a dash in our life. Or as the book of James calls it, a vapor. We have a vapor of time. And when that time runs out, we're done. Game's over. Hands up. Work is done. A vision is a game plan for your life to win your race, to complete your assignments. A vision is your future, because you were not made to spend your life doing small, insignificant things. So wherever you are in life, it is never too soon to have a vision, and it is never too late to have a vision either. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. It doesn't matter what age. Honestly, it does not matter what age you are. I would highly encourage you, if you're a youngin', start making awesome visions for yourself. If you're a little older, if you're wise, as I like to say, if you're wise, then you've seen other things. You've seen amazing places to travel. You've seen how other people have lived their lives, and you've experienced different things where you can confidently say that you kind of know what you kind of want and kind of you don't want. You kind of know what looks good and what kind of doesn't. You know danger and safety. So Either way, you can have a vision for your life. So let's find your vision. What do you want to do with your life? What is the vision for your life? And so I'm going to ask you the same question that one of my mentors asked me that is so powerful. I've heard this several times, but yet every time I've asked myself this question, it still stirs that power within me, even as if it's like the first time I'm hearing that one question over again. That's so powerful that I believe it will allow you to dream, even if you haven't like considered the future, even if you haven't dreamed in years, even if you've never really thought about where you want to be in 5 years. But this question is so much deeper than just where do you want to be in 5 years. It's going to help you see exactly what has been stirring on the inside of you, even if you don't know what that is yet. Okay, so this one question, go grab some paper, grab a note, and just I need you to write this down because this is where you need to take action to get a vision. Having a vision alone is really awesome, but it's useless unless you do something with it. Information and application leads to success. Information alone does not. Information alone is just like dusty old textbooks that you're doing nothing with. It's useless. You need to do something with that information to have it benefit you. Okay, so the one question that we need to ask ourselves, maybe not even one time, but over and over and over again, is if you could do anything, if nothing was impossible, what would you do? If nothing was impossible, what would you do? Write down anything that comes to your mind, no matter how big, no matter how crazy, no matter how small. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? Start picturing all those things in your mind. If money wasn't an issue, if traveling wasn't an issue, if resources weren't an issue, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? If you knew that if you went after that crazy thing, that you could succeed, that nothing would get in your way, what would you do? Where would you go? I mean, we've got this whole earth behind us. There's more to life than just like the town you're living in. There's gorgeous waters. There's gorgeous rainforests. There's things to see, people. There's more outside just your backyard, okay? There's more than just to see on National Geographic or whatever. But we have a gorgeous world. That's just, you gotta go see the rest of it, okay? So where would you go? I mean, who would you meet? If you could go up to anybody and ask them a question, have your picture taken with them, how, just whatever. If who would you meet? What would be your reason to get up in the morning? Because if nothing's a problem for you, what are you still pursuing? If you don't have to have a job that you don't particularly like, if you don't have to, like, I'm gonna talk to kids right now. If you didn't have to go to school, what would you do other than like do something boring? What would you do like for fun? What would you do to grow? What would you do? What would you experience? What would be the reason to get up in the morning? I mean, who's in your life if nothing's impossible? Where would you want to live? You've got this whole world. Where would you want to live if nothing was impossible? What would you want to experience, right? I mean, there's all like the crazy things. There's, of course, this is like the kind of classic big things like skydiving and parasailing and bungee jumping, but then there's like just like kind of like more, not simpler things, but like less dramatic, but still just as amazing, like stargazing, where you can actually see like an arm of the Milky Way, just like in it. It's so cool. Like, there's things to see, people. What would you experience? And also, who would you help if nothing was impossible? Who would you help? Would you this is bigger than world peace as well. Like, who would you serve? Who would you help? And just keep writing and writing and writing, asking yourself this question. And then when you think you're done, ask yourself the question again. If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? And just keep asking yourself this question. And then when you're done, make them clear to you. Be specific. Okay. A few years ago, I wrote down that I wanted to travel. That was my goal, but Oh, that doesn't really mean anything. I mean, travel, yeah, does that mean I'm like wherever? There's some, I've been using the map a lot for this live, but there's the, like, what does that mean? What does traveling mean? I mean, I wrote down some people I want, and then I got specific. I wrote down some people I want to meet. I wrote down some organizations that I want to support and some causes that I wanted to help. I wrote down some things I wanted to learn, and I just kept going and going and going until my hand hurt, and I'm a lefty, so you can see pretty much when I write, it's like black all down my arm. But anyway, you just keep writing and writing and writing. Now, and then dreaming is the big picture, but there's a few more things that I'll cover really quickly. So just give yourself permission to dream. That's like the big foundation, okay? Just keep asking yourself that question. Keep letting that stuff just stir in you. I mean, when you get off this, you can like, you can either go back or you can just be like, okay, what do I want to do? Ask yourself this question, okay? And then review them. I'll wait, that goes in a different order. Okay, so be specific. And then be specific on either dreams or goals. Like if you want to travel, where? Who do you want to meet? What do you want to experience? Who, what causes do you want to support? And then I will say this really quick because it's really, really, really important, okay? Don't share big dreams to small-minded people, okay? They will crush your dreams. They will make you doubt yourself. They will laugh at you. They will make you afraid, okay? Take my advice. Take my advice, please. Don't tell your dreams to small-minded, don't tell your big dreams, especially to small-minded people, because they don't have that same emotional connection to it that you do, okay? Tell your dreams to people, though. I really do encourage you to tell your dreams to people who will encourage you in your dreams and tell you, yeah, go get it, and will help you find like a vehicle to go and like do what you want to do, okay? And then the second one, find a picture. There's this thing called a vision board. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but basically you take your dream or your goal and you add a picture to it, because our minds, we don't think in words. We think in pictures, right? Like when I say a warm chocolate chip cookie, what do you think? You don't think of like the recipe for like Toll House cookies or whatever. You see a nice chocolate chip cookie with a glass of milk and it's kind of steaming because it just came out of the oven, right? You can picture that chocolate chip cookie. You can picture where you want to travel. I mean, this is where you can go get those travel magazines instead of just looking at them all the time. You go like, where do you, this is where you can find where you want to travel. You just kind of flip through the pages, tear it out, and you're just like, yeah, this is where I want to go. And you put it on your wall so you can see it. You think in pictures. And then when you wake up in the morning and you're feeling kind of discouraged, like you don't want to go out and do the things that you still have to do, you'll see that and you're like, you know what? That right there is the reason that I am going out. You print the pictures of kids who you want to support, you print their picture out and you look on the wall, you're like, they are the reason that I am going to go out. And no matter how tired I feel, no matter how many times I want to hit the snooze button, I'm going to go out and I'm going to help those kids, right? So just find a picture to your dream. It doesn't have to be specifically. If you, I mean, I heard this minister, she wanted to, something was stirring in her to like go minister to the country of France and specifically Paris. So she and her ministry, they printed out all these pictures of like the Eiffel Tower and just like all these gorgeous pictures of France, and then they put it up on their wall, and every day they'd pass by and they'd see with every email they were sending out, with every blog post they were putting out, they saw that vision. They're like, this is why we're doing it. This is why we're doing it. You keep that vision before you so you have a motivation. It's called a vision board. But also be careful who sees it. I will put that down again. Be careful who sees your vision board, okay? But seriously, we think in pictures. So go, as soon as you have your dreams and your goals and you're specific, and then that will also help finding a picture. Go find a picture that kind of correlates and means something to you other than just words, right? Okay. And then this one, it's when. When do you want to accomplish this goal? And when I was asked this, that one question, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? She's like, you can give yourself 10 years, 5 years, or 1 year. And she's like, all of you are just gonna want to do it in 1 year. But come on, we gotta stretch it out, right? We gotta stretch it out just a little bit, because if you dream big dreams, accomplishing like everything in 1 year is might be pretty impossible, even though nothing was impossible. Anyway, I just thought of that for a second there. But anyway, when do you want to go on? And then you can find more ways to get to that goal. So if you're like, okay, I want to go to Australia, I can easily point to that on the map. If you want to go, or even New Zealand, right over here, because you can clearly see that right here. But if say if you want to go to Australia, okay, how much does it cost to get plane tickets? Okay, you write that down. For how many people? You write that down. What hotel do you want to stay at? Put that down. Where do you want to visit? You put all the cool destinations down, and then you kind of plan out what you want to do. And then now you have a number for how much that trip is going to cost, so you're working towards it. So now you see that number, you see that picture, and you're like, okay, I'm going to go work today for that vision, or you just like things like that. Do you see how that works? So you can so in that in the waiting time, you can be saving money, or if it's a different kind of vision, you prepare yourself for your future. You invest in yourself. In that time of waiting, if especially if it's a really big dream concerning you, prepare yourself for your future. With the kind of future that we all kind of want is we're gonna have to work towards it. We're gonna have to learn something, I'm sure, right? Like if you want to be a millionaire, you're not gonna be able to be like control big funds with the kind of financial knowledge that we have, right? We have to update, we have to relearn the way that we manage our money. So you can go and study how successful people have made it to millions or billions of dollars. You can study how people just have done things. So you have to prepare yourself for your future and invest in yourself too. So be reading books, be watching videos that equip you for your life. And just, I really like that. Invest in yourself. Sure, it's like investing in real estate. Eventually, as it gains more value, it will profit you. It'll put some cash flow in your pocket. You will do the same thing as you're investing in yourself. As you're learning things, as you're implementing things, that's another key. As you're implementing things, as you're taking action, you will produce a profit for yourself. You'll notice that, oh man, look at all these new financial resources I have. Look at all these, like, it's not just like financial, it's not just money. Your brain is the biggest asset you have, but that's an entirely different topic, which I'll have to discuss sometime. But invest in yourself and keep a vision before you. So yeah, I've talked about vision before, but it's definitely worth repeating because we can't lose our vision. I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot, especially in the past 2 weeks, that if you get a vision, you'll grow bigger, you'll grow stronger, and you'll go farther to your destiny. Okay? So I'm going to close with this real quick. So I saw this post by the people who run the Zig Ziglar Facebook page, and it said that life doesn't get easier, you get stronger. And I'm like, that's a little depressing, yet it's very true. Life doesn't get easier. We get more complicated problems, but yeah, we get stronger. School, I can definitely see this in school right now, that school, it doesn't get any easier, but the things that seem hard to you in like what, third grade, I feel like the same level of difficulty as you were in like what, you're like a junior in high school or whatever. It still feels like the exact same struggle inside of you, but you've grown. I mean, obviously you can do like what, multiplication now, and like you're doing what, like algebra or geometry or whatever, but you've grown since then. So life doesn't get easier, but you get stronger. So, and I heard this story. I'm gonna close with this story real quick, that mountain climbers, they were trying to climb the towering Mount Everest, but as they tried and failed several times, one of them looked up to that mountain, pointed their finger at it, and declared to that mountain that it's not getting smaller, but it's not getting taller either. They, on the other hand, the mountain climbers are getting stronger. The mountain isn't, but they are. Your own Mount Everest may be too hard for you to climb right now, but you are getting stronger. You are getting better, and you are conquering your own Mount Everest. So keep that vision before you. Your vision will propel you over any hump if it's big enough, if it matters enough to you, that no matter what mountain you see in front of you, that your vision will advance you over that because you're looking farther ahead. You're looking farther ahead than that mountain. Okay, does that make sense? Okay, so get your vision, make it plain, make it specific, and see it, and then study it. I don't know if I said that earlier. Study your vision. Study your vision, because the more you study it, it's like magic genie came up to you and said, hey, I'll give you whatever you want, and you just have to think. You have to think for a minute and be like, oh, shoot, I don't know what I want. But if you're studying your dreams, you'll be like, oh, yeah, here's how much money I need to go on that trip. Here's the knowledge I need to suddenly acquire to get to that position, okay? So, vision, study it, implement it, and invest in yourself. That's a big thing. Invest in yourself, okay? So, get a vision. I will see you next week. Please share this with your friends, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Be sure to leave a review and subscribe so you can be equipped, empowered, and encouraged throughout your week. You can also check us out at hometreats.org to hear our story and see where else you can find us on social media. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.